This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's a beautiful one from Anzo Izimbi featuring Yenage Usjava. Tingasu Exeki 12, 2 minutes after 12, right here on the Sanganani Midday Show, where we connect your mornings to your afternoon. And we have finally connected your morning to your afternoon. It's a beautiful song indeed, man. And we also do have Anzo joining us live on MET Radio just right about now. So if you any have any questions for him, 068-160-8832. Anzo Mfethu, how was it? What a beautiful song that I just played. It's called Izimbi featuring Usjava.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Nice. So let's just start from the beginning. Mfethu, Anzo, udabuka phi Anzo, and also how did you get in the music scene?
Anzo, igama lakhe langempela uAndile Sibonga Ngubeni, all the way from Escort, Mtshezi, esigodini sakwaLomode. With the music thing, the ilento yokushintsha indawo and being exposed to izinto ezihlukene yabo. So me moving from emakhaya to Johannesburg, obviously I got to explore and know more about myself, about interest, about that's how I came across umculo now, because the window there was actually in terms of like trying a lot of things. So it's more than I'm to get out of living things of Islam and Bella in terms of Italia. And luckily, I mean, there were already people like I was in Boy, I was that man Bezos was like, yeah, this is something I'd want to do. I mean, take the direction it was fun in the
That is amazing, Fethu. So I know what most people know you usungene like go Afro pop, those type of sounds. But I know you from back then, usashaya ma cipher, usontra ciphers. That how you got in the music scene, the hip hop?
Yes. So obviously, that goalie, I grew up in Val game for about a month. Ivali is also very strong with the hip hop. I think after all, Eastern Cape, Ganji, you can definitely say Ivali is the one, you know, with hip hop. So, obviously, being exposed to rap in the way of Ivali, I am a man of Matsubo who to my training.
That is amazing, man. So you also won a Back to the City Challenge 10K. Is that where you knew, like, oh, it's okay, maybe this music thing is for me?
Yes, I mean, definitely. And also, when you actually work hard towards something, you end up getting it. Because it's going to be a corner. So, actually practice, because with me, I actually wrote some new stuff for it back to the city, just so that you may win. Yeah, but so being in a competition,
And it didn't just end then. 2016, you were back there, but now you were performing. How was it like getting back to the stage, but now as a performer and not as a contestant?
Yeah, it was huge for me, you know, very huge, because you must also understand it's Back to the City is the biggest hip-hop festival in Africa. So being on the main stage, because I think I also just came back for 2017, so that really showed me to get upsebenzi wami ngawenza kahle, because lapho that was just them now booking me. Now it has nothing to do with the competition.
That is amazing, man. Now you're not only just in the music scene, like an artist like Ukipu Music, we're out there, but also you also do Ama soundtrack. I mean, we've seen you in shows like we've heard your music in shows like Kitep and Jan, Uzalo, a lot of shows. How did that come about?
Oh yes. First time, obviously. There was a story with Hostela. So when I saw this story for the first time, ba had a song to write Delagoof, and then they had a Matt Delagoof for lapha. I was like, yeah.
Man, this was a beautiful song.
You know, so basically that's where it started, because now after the success in Jay, which is fucking young, Kulawa Masin, Lawayano, Babo, and Uta, no, we can actually do more with this guy. Now, we need Dory, so Sakubega and Jay, with my Jalaman Long Shower, is on track and then we lead her to the next one, Foot Kanjalo and Jal.
That is amazing. But someone may have a bit. How do we get this song? They ain't going to make it so like
I think there's a new super. We think about it. It's a little story. I find Nengome also gay. Everyone's in it. Telagoof was already out for the song. That is, I have to say, Pumi Leven. So, be accessible. So, I mean, I'm an agreement. Our fan, not put down. So,
yes.
Yeah, it was fun. Sometimes single license, yeah, lease or I think it's a completely also can't really do anything. Galo so busy. Wabo. So yeah,
and that's a part of the thing. I'm going to turn to the cell phone and record the TV because we need this music.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, now let's retract a little bit. Now your debut EP in Dabayam was released back in 2015. What kind of stories did you want to tell with that project? And why did you title it The Book of Tales from Ekas?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, coming from a case and Pindu Sale in Dawane, Seval Ganji, you Uba Pagat Nendao, Makaya, Nasiruxin. So you are more exposed to it, Doris, again. So that's why I thought most of the times, Mosula, Lumtulu, Amengusha, always has a story pagat. You know, because I feel like I've seen it enough that I would love to share in a band. You know, and I believe Uti, Omunumuntu sometimes, Upegana and King of Ubens in Mukumangayo, because they believe Uti, Bapeganen. Nale on King Abort, Yabo, and sometimes Motu Nukumangayo Leon to Leon. It really helps you to get, because thinking our Kalo Ibona as in Nom, Kubalu, who's Pegan and Nayabo, and to born with Konabana Bank, Abagaba Pegan analysis, so therefore, we are worthy to tell you see the day when I put to the Ranchan, Yabo. So within Dabayam, Wagu Leon to Leon, I was just trying to create a little bridge between Ulas Lamlas Emakan, no longer the goal. Yeah.
Oh, amazing, man. Now you are part of a 1020 cartel. How is the experience there?
The experience is and was great in Ashoganjal because I'm no longer part of them, man. Because we only had a 1 year contract, really. So now I'm no longer with them, but in the end, we're still working together. It's still great working with them, but they are very creative. So Sundays and Abungampela, they are safe.
That is amazing, man. Now, one of your standout track has to be Ewen in Fate, Okonus Java, Giona, and Bakona Nom Zugulu. How was like the process bringing that collaboration together?
I think maybe some bit, 2019, yeah, I think so.
Oh.
In his cuts are born at Premier, so. I believe Nale Avanis Katsaro, that's going to pay and you would see him. Actually, more sharing goma, getting out of Muxes we keep. So, giving time was very amazing. I mean, Utumanakanga Ramas and Gali is a cat. Obviously, Java was already working with him, but he has never really just said, yo, jump on this song in our community. So when I heard the song, timing was so perfect because I had a lot to say about the concept kanjalo yabo so ngasho ukuthi nje kwaba into engijabulisayo nje you know cause mean so ukubhala ngento yaziyo or onolwazi ngayo kuhlezi kumnandi ngempela.
Oh, so still speaking about ukubhala from into yaziyo, so when you write your music, is it like from your personal experiences or something that you were seeing around like the neighborhood or ekhaya?
Ngiyahluka but ngiyahluka because now ukubhala kwami kunakuza ngendlela ehlukahlukene. So also angithi ngikuye ngibhalele nabantu with the song nje with something so that aqedwe keep it data I co-wrote that ama jens futhi lawa akawakhipha ama jens I co-wrote that. So yabona ukuthi mawubhala lapho you have to be outside of yourself ucabange ngendlela lo muntu angacabanga ngayo ngiyabona with the stories ulandele script vele sisuke sesilokhuziwe sescreative so not really about you ukuthanda nje into esey exist vele khona yabo landela khona but mina personally ngisebenzisa ulwazi into engake ngayibona or into engake ngayizwa ngiyabona so most of the times wami umculo nje ya ilokho okunye ngake ngakubona okunye ngake ngezwa ngakho okunye nje nginolwazi lakho.
Amazing, Peter. So I'm actually shocked and actually intrigued by Guti. You co-wrote Ideta and also Ama Gents. So there are also a lot of singles out there that you have written. So it's in the itiness, guys.
Yeah. I mean, part of the reasons, Pela, we are in such a city, Keeper. I want to, I think you can drop a date in October last year. The album, yeah, maybe it's a good mina. And there's also a single food. Ebizwa ngengithathekile ngisijare uLizwi wokuqala lapho. Nayo it took me isikhathi eside ukuyiqeda bo because in between kuye ngenze ezinye izinto. So yabona ukuthi kuyakubuye kushayisane so awukwazi ukuthi uvele uqhamazele nje ujahe yonke into. So kumele konke ukukhandela isikhathi sakho. Because also we do something so wethu. We were not only writing ingoma yodwa, I actually wrote some of the songs to the album yakhe as a drop and I mean, I think that's smart.
That is amazing that you are an amazing writer. We can tell by Ama soundtrack and all the music out there. Now, you spoke about Ngithathekile featuring the late Lizwi. How was the collaboration? How did it come about?
It was amazing. I mean, umfana nje bengihlezi ngimhlangana also ngimbona kakhulu ku-social media so we would talk nje about umsebenzi and there was a time la kwaba into ukuthi hey ukuphi indoda sisebenzi kwa inhlanhla ukuthi ukhona e-studio vele and akekho kude ngaqala ngashona khona and that is very amazing ke ulokhu kuzayo he was very amazing uLizwi because I think they are sebenza almost every day you know. And kwale yangoma leyana ngicabanga nokuthi kwaphela 2 hours isithanda yathi siphelile nje fast because uyashesha.
That is amazing.
Uyashesha kakhulu. So saze sashaya ezimbili futhi ingoma because we had a lot of time really because sasheshe saqedwa.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, before I let you go, in 5 years, where do you see Anzo? I mean, you have achieved a lot now, but in 5 years, where do you see Anzo?
I would still love to write more Yama soundtracks, but hopefully for isn't they find an Ama movie manje something international, I would love that. Also just doing a lot of Ama shows where I'm like my own personal shows because inkinga ngalo mculo ney'tori phakathi. It's not something kohamba uyonandisa kuwebusuku because iy'tori ezinenkinga. So I believe you have to create Ama shows for umculo kanjalo and people will just come and you know and listen to the music, enjoy it. So kakhulukazi lapho obviously create more music but more shows futhi ekugcineni and continue writing Ama soundtracks for I'm a movie hopefully now.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, you said you take time to write, but can we expect anything in the nearby future, maybe an EP or maybe a single?
Definitely this year will be.
Ah, we're looking forward to it. So how can people find your music and also your socials?
Okay, go Instagram, go Anzo Nkubeni, just one word, Tamil Sangene. Go Twitter, na kona go Anzo Nkubeni, go Facebook, just Anzo. Go TikTok, go Anzo futhi na kona. Mkulu amawufuna ke, kuyatholakala go Spotify, go iTunes, you know, everywhere nje la ongacabanga khona umculo, but hayi ke kofakaza bakithi.
Hayi la ufakazi la.
Uyabona, but ya ungawuthola nje i album ephumile ebizwa ngokunina. Definitely can bump that. But for Nina, so nipa ngithathekile, you guys have to bump ngithathekile because that's my interest thing.
Yes, we'll definitely bump it right here on MUT Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we are looking forward to the new music, an EP or maybe a single.
Thanks.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.